Well, there's actually one other person working in Limerick, and it is Councillor James Collins, who is the Mayor of Limerick, who we spoke to on Friday, and we're catching up with him again today. Hello, Mayor, how are you?
I'm great. It's easy to get up early this morning. The chest is out and we're standing very tall.
You were at the game, I take it, James, were you?
Oh, I was at the game, and I'm never going to forget it. It was unbelievable, the tension and the drama. I think because we come so close in previous years, we haven't won since 1973, and ran it close so many times and fell short. And yesterday we were 8-9 points up, and then we just managed to win by a point. So it was a big drama at the end, so it was really special.
Now, you mentioned 1973. I believe today is a special day because it is your birthday, and you were born around the time that the last time you won the final.
Yeah, and 1973 I was born. Today is my birthday, so no better present as Mayor of Limerick to welcome Liam McCarthy back to the
birthday.
Treaty County.
Yeah, that's incredible.
Yeah.
There's a big party planned in Limerick, so it's going to be a really, really special day down there.
Yeah, well, actually, tell us, what are the celebrations tonight then? What can people expect?
I was talking to you last week and we were planning it, but we couldn't really give out any of the details. We didn't want to be presumptuous, but we were quietly confident. The team are going to travel down from Dublin by train, and I'm going to receive them as mayor at Colbert Station. So we're expecting a big crowd there at Colbert Station. And then we've planned an open-top bus parade through the streets of Limerick. So we expect the streets to be thronged with Limerick supporters. And then we've got a big event planned in the Gaelic grounds in Limerick. So it's a free, family-friendly event. So there's going to be music there. So we've got Bioga, Niamh Dunn, who's the original Galway girl.
That's right.
Actually is from Limerick.
Before, yeah.
Yeah, so she's playing and the Blizzards are playing, and we've got some food and some entertainment. You do need a ticket to get into the Gaelic grounds. The tickets are free. And I think we had almost 30,000 tickets downloaded yesterday within an hour.
Wow. So
more tickets that are going to be available this morning, again, on eventbrite.ie.
Well, I heard yesterday that people went to the Gaelic grounds just to watch the game.
Yeah, we put up a big screen. The demand for tickets was so great. And we had the majority of the support in Croke Park yesterday. And we also had approximately 20,000 supporters in the Gaelic grounds watching on a big screen. So it was great. There was actually a live feed from the Gaelic grounds to Croke Park. So there was a big roar that went up in Croke Park from the Limerick supporters, so it was fantastic.
Yeah, well, actually, it was only when the Galway fans left and the speeches were going on in Croke Park, you realised just how many Limerick fans were there.
There were, and you know what was a really special moment was they played Dreams by the Cranberries, so everybody was still there and the speeches were over and everybody stayed and all the crowd started singing along. So I think, just out of respect for Dolores as well, it was something that was really special.
Yeah.
Well, talking about how many fans were in Croke Park and how many fans were in the Gaelic grounds, I was in Limerick yesterday and I drove from Kilcornan, County Limerick, to Adair at 3:31, and there was not only was there not a car on the road, there wasn't an animal out. There was there was nothing. The place was a complete ghost county. It was incredible.
Yeah, I think everybody was just tuned into the game. It's been a long time, as you said, 45 years. And we've got a really good team, really good manager in John Kiley. We've got a young team. And in previous years, it was kind of coulda, woulda, shoulda. We nearly did it. But this year, John Kiley has got a real can-do attitude. And this year we did it. So I think everybody's really gotten behind the team and bought into what they're about.
Did you meet the mayor of Galway before the match?
I did. I met the mayor of Galway before the match. So Galway has a mayor and a Cathaoirleach, so there are two people. So I met both of them. So we had a bit of a face off before the game.
Bit of trash talk.
A bit of trash talk, and yeah, made the best thing win, and it's going to be us. And we had met Michael D. Higgins as well at the semi-finals. So, Michael is from Galway, but we had given him the freedom of the city of Limerick a number of years ago. So we had asked him if Limerick were playing Galway in the final, who would he support? And like any good politician, he avoided the question. So we met him yesterday, and in fairness, we got to take some photos with him. I had one or two of my kids with me, and he congratulated Limerick on being All-Ireland hurling champions for 2018. So it was a special moment as well.
And did you get to meet the team in their hotel then yesterday, even after the game?
There was a big party here in City West. So I'm live from the lobby here in City West. There was about 1,200 people at a gala ball here last night.
Wow.
I think it's part of it is probably still ongoing downstairs. There was somebody banging on my door in the middle of the night, obviously at the wrong room or trying to get in. But the players were all there. And in fairness, they stayed late, they mingled, they chatted to everybody, taking photographs and actually talking to some of them. I'm not sure they realised even last night the enormity of what they had achieved. They're a very grounded bunch of lads. Very balanced, and to, you know, obviously they'd won the All-Ireland, but I'm not sure, maybe it's when they get back to Limerick they realise the significance of what it means to the people of Limerick. I'm sure there's going to be a big crowd waiting for them.
Players often say that they, you know, that it's for about an hour after the game they kind of get caught up in it, and then they're so, you know, they're so focused on the game and then the next game, and they're so used to that they just switch off. Then they go to the homecoming and they're like, oh my god, what did we just do, you know?
Yeah, I think it might dawn on them when they get back to Limerick, because there's a massive party planned. We're going to celebrate like we haven't won this in 45 years. So
does everybody need Tuesday off work as well then, if we're going to play Gaelic grounds tonight?
I had to make a speech last night, and somebody said, you know, Monday should be a bank holiday in Limerick. And I said, well, the party that's planned, I think we're going to have to take Tuesday off as well.
Yeah, and in fairness, I think with or without your consent, today is a bank holiday in Limerick. Nobody's turned up for anything.
It sounds like it. But yeah. You know what? You know, we've been a long time waiting, so we're really going to enjoy this one.
Absolutely. Thanks for talking to us, Councillor James Collins, Lord Mayor of Limerick. Enjoy the celebrations tonight.
Thanks, guys. Thanks
Best of luck.
Talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye.